This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, man, I'm super ready. How about you?
Fuck yeah, I'm ready.
Word.
Microsoft Word.
That's what I use for my notes.
Ooh, is Google Docs. Which one's better? Who do we support? So we just support Notepad instead?
For Apple?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant the Apple Notepad.
We talk shit on Microsoft. We talk shit on Google. Well, use Word for your doc, for your notes. I use Google for my notes.
I don't know. What do you want? Who do you want to support, man? Who do you want to support?
The little guy.
Oh, I think I know why my volume was so low before.
On so low.
Because I had it to automatically adjust microphone volume in Zoom. And that, I don't think that's what I want to do.
Goddamn Zoomers.
Fucking Zoomers, man. I don't know. I don't know if I fixed it at all. I have no clue if it's any better. I'm trying to figure out why in the videos my volume is so low.
Yours is low?
Yeah, which is the opposite of when we record our audio. I'm always the loud one.
Right.
So I'm not really sure why, but anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
Getting to your topic, right? No?
Yeah.
You have one?
Oh, yeah. I got one, buddy. And this one, I told you. I wasn't planning on doing this one. And
but then October is here now.
Yeah, I figured I just better do it, you know? I better do this topic. Because my plan was to do something, which I don't know if I'm going to tell you about yet.
All right.
I was going to do that one, and then what happened was I got to thinking, I'm like, you know what? Shit, that's not going to work because of timing. Because I wanted this one to be the good one. You know what I mean? Like the good one for Halloween. So basically, I'm two episodes ready.
Fuck yeah.
And I researched this one very quickly.
Fuck yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, who cares, right?
I don't.
Well, neither do I.
I don't even know what you're going to talk about.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
It's a little place you may have heard of called the Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Ooh, yes.
Now, this place is pretty fucking creepy, dude.
Want to go?
Wait, what just happened here? My screen just shrunk up again, and I know what's happening.
What's happening?
Because I'm trying to adjust the damn Zoom window, and because I'm window capturing, every time I scrunch it and move it and shit like that, it fucks up on a live stream. You gotta be shitting me.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I'm just gonna watch you on the live stream and not fuck with Zoom. But now...
Okay.
What a nightmare, dude.
That's what October is for. Nightmares for everyone.
Yeah. I swear I'm gonna lose my shit. That's the one I wanted. Center on screen. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize. Luckily, no one's watching this. Okay. So the Waverly Hills Sanatorium, it's one of the most haunted places in the world. And it's, rightly so, a lot of crazy shit happened there. Now, a sanatorium, if you don't know, is not, contrary to popular belief, it's not an insane asylum.
That's a sanitarium? Sanatorium? Well, sanitarium.
Actually, no. Sanitarium is actually a mispronunciation and a misspelling of sanatorium. They're the same thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
I dig it. glad we got that cleared up, because I love debunking misconceptions like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, because when I was doing this and then I got further into the research, I'm like, well, where do the crazy people come in, you know?
Right.
And they do, I guess, but just not really in this whole, not yet.
All right. Sanitarium. That's where you clean crazy people. Sanitize.
Well, just ask Metallica.
Sanatorium. Oh, what?
You got to ask Metallica about that, man. Sanitarium.
So they're the ones that fucked it up.
Maybe. Oh, what are you wearing, dude?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
This is my hoodie that I got so long ago. This is the one with the Bring on the Weir getting drawn up into the UFO.
Okay.
And it's a navy blue.
Yeah.
I got it from T Public. And what about yours? That's a big old logo on yours.
It sure is a big logo. My wife got this for me. Well, I don't know how to go with the camera, but it's...
There it is.
My
looks good to me.
Bring on the Weird podcast hoodie that was picked up from T Public. And let me tell you what, buddy. This sucker is warm.
Hell yeah.
Definitely worth it. It's a little snug in the waist, like the waistband, and then the wrist here. It feels like there's not a lot of stretch to it. So if you, I don't know. I don't know if maybe you don't like that stuff or what, but it helps keep you warm. And when I first put it on, I was like, I don't know about this. But now I'm starting to like it.
It's starting to fit into you. You fit into it. It fits into you.
Well.
You gonna go trick-or-treat in that?
Depends. I might outgrow this thing soon, the way I keep eating. All right. Let's stop fucking around, dude. Jeez Louise.
Waverly Place.
Yeah.
That's not where they went.
Well, hey, maybe that was all some occult symbolism. Who knows, man? Who knows?
Oh, shit.
You can't fucking trust it, people.
Selena Gomez.
Is that who that was?
Same as if I ever saw one. Huh?
Is that who that was?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
Selena, maybe. The teenage witch.
And that was Sabrina.
Oh.
Sabrina, the teenage witch, but Selena, I think Selena Gomez was in, pretty sure it was a Disney show too, Wizards of Waverly Place.
Well, wasn't she a teenage witch?
Yes, technically in the show. She may still be.
You can't trust a Selena.
Or a Sabrina.
Or a Regina. What about a Helena?
Ooh, Helena Bonham Carter?
Don't know who that is. I'm sure that's somebody.
An actress.
Who?
No. Helena or Helena Bonham Carter?
Nah, I don't know who that is.
It was Beatrix Lestrange in Harry Potter movies. Was she before that?
Never saw him.
She's been in quite a few things. She was the Queen of Hearts in the Tim Burton.
Never saw that either.
What movies are you watching? You watch good movies?
I don't know. I don't really watch movies.
Anyway, better talk about the Waverly Sanatorium.
What just happened?
Waverly Sanatorium. We said that word. The last time you said that word, something happened. And now I said that word and something happened again.
Dude, Rockfin just signed me out.
Had enough of your shit.
What the hell happened?
So we're currently not live on Rockfin?
I guess not. My only option is to sign up.
What? You can't sign in? Just go to rockfin.com, see what happens.
Log in. What in the fuck just happened?
Is it working?
Yeah, hang on. I think I gotta set it all up again.
Oh my goodness.
Hang on. What is this called?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. We even get there yet. Waverly Sanatorium. Sanitarium is where they clean crazy people. Sanatorium is where they clean the crazy people's minds. Right? Get them ready for society. But that's not crazy people. What's a sanatorium then? Not happening?
Okay. I guess we're live now. Again. It just randomly signed me out and...
Fucking crazy?
Yeah, it was weird.
Are you using Internet Explorer? Or Edge?
Hell no. I don't use that shit, dude.
Chrome?
Firefox. Firefox.
Why Firefox be hating?
I have no clue what happened. Okay, so a sanatorium is a place for ill people who have long-term illnesses to live out, to kind of treat their illness in a peaceful environment, a nice, relaxing environment. A sanatorium was typically built on a hill, and it was surrounded by trees. It was a beautiful area, fresh air, like away from the hustle and bustle of the city. So you just go there, okay. Almost like a rehab center.
But not an old folks home, not a nursing home.
No, this does turn into an old folks home later down the road, but no, this is, it's basically a hospital.
For long-term health care when you can't take care of yourself at home by yourself, or if your family is incapable of taking care of you.
Yeah.
So is that what you're saying? That's what it sounds like I'm understanding.
Yeah, so similar to like a nursing home, but not.
All right. That sounds altruistic. It sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But somehow that got corrupted, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was just weird for the time. So this particular one it's on 440 Paralee Drive in Louisville, Kentucky.
Want to go?
I don't know, man. I don't know. This place is pretty fucking creepy.
Is there tours? Can you just go in there and just kind of...
You can do tours, yeah. It was originally purchased in 1883 by Major Thomas H. Hayes. The area, not the sanatorium. And he wanted a school for his daughter, so he built this little one-room schoolhouse. And he hired a lady named Lizzie Harris to be the teacher.
Just for her? Just for his daughter.
His daughters. I don't know how many daughters he had, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Lizzie, the teacher, loved the place, and she also loved the Waverly novels. And I forget who wrote those. Anyway, so she named the school Waverly School. You know, you love the school, you love the novels, bada bing, bada boom, that's what you got.
Yeah. But, I mean, all of this checks out. It sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Well... Hayes also liked the name, so he named the property Waverly Hill. Now, when the Board of Tuberculosis, which is the disease that we're going to be discussing here, when the Board of Tuberculosis bought the property, they kept the name as well, the Waverly Hill name. And they began construction on the property in 1908 and then opened the doors to the first facility to treat tuberculosis on July 26, 1910. So this is, I mean, what are we, 30 years after Thomas Hayes bought the place? So his daughters, you know, they were grown up. They were gone already. Yeah. So originally the building was only designed to treat about 40 patients at a time.
Specifically tuberculosis patients.
Yes, because you know, like today, like this illness today, it's killing everyone, you know?
Well, this one actually fucking dead.
Yeah, this one actually did.
But we get immunized for tuberculosis.
Right. So
not vaccinated, immunized.
Yeah. They are different. And people don't realize that. A lot of people don't. So
fucking panic, pandemic.
Yeah.
Panic-demic.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that until ever.
Until we're blue in the fucking face, dude. And we have on several episodes. God, yeah. So because TB, not Tom Brady, tuberculosis, was such a contagious disease, people who were infected with it were not allowed to coexist with the general population at all. Which sounds, it sounds kind of like we're heading in that direction now.
We're going to have an unvaccinated sanatorium on the hill for too long here.
Maybe. Sanatorium.
They want to just turn my hometown into an entire unvaccinated town. I'd be fine with that.
Maybe just it'll be one big FEMA camp.
We don't need support. We don't need anybody. Fuck everybody. We have our own cops. See? My own little town.
Joe Biden heard
unvaccinated.
That. He heard that, and he's going to say, you need the government. Everyone needs the government. He's not going to go visit. He wouldn't even go for the border crisis down in Texas. He was like, I'm not going there. Because he knows his handlers know that if he goes down there, he's going to sound like a complete fucking dope. He's going to say something stupid. So just keep him locked up in a fucking bedroom. He's like Rapunzel. You know, he's just locked in a tower. And they let him out every once in a while to wave at the people and then tell him, Joe, shut the fuck up.
Well, to lure him back to his captivity, his cage or whatever, the Oval Office, just play ice cream truck music far away.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll wander in that direction.
Or just like little kid noises, you know, little kids laughing and playing. Oh. And he'll go running right back.
He can smell. He can smell that. They're somewhere. Oh, God. Let's talk about the haunted house. What happened?
Waverly Hills, it was its own little community. It even had its own zip code. They grew their own.
See? Oh, my
yeah.
God. See, this is great. Sounds pleasant.
Well, easy. It wasn't too great. You know, they grew their own food, raised their own livestock. They treated their own water, all the stuff you need for a community.
Sounds like an apocalypse.
Yeah, it does.
Just leave those sick people over there. It's fine. They're over there. They're not bothering anybody.
Mm-hmm. So everyone, and I mean everyone at the facility had to abandon their outside lives once they were there, even the staff. So once you're there... You're there, which at first I assumed that it was because you were then presumed to have tuberculosis, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not have it, but definitely exposed.
Right, yeah.
And a carrier, potentially.
But the weird thing about this is that the patients were allowed to have visits from family members, and then the family members would just go back to their normal lives.
What?
So... I mean, maybe they had some safety precautions. Maybe they had plexiglass. Maybe they were wearing masks. I don't know. So that they could do
just their masks for tuberculosis.
Well, I mean, maybe the family members had the masks so that they could talk with them. But the staff was working directly, like close contact with them. You know what I mean? Maybe the visits were far apart. Maybe they were
6 feet apart,
7 feet apart. Even who knows? You know. I don't know. I wasn't there. I was not even born.
It was quite some time later.
Yeah. In March of 1924, construction began on the sanatorium that's currently there. And they finished it about 2.5 years later in October of 1926. This facility could house 400 plus patients and was considered one of the most advanced facilities in the country.
Holy crap. And still only dedicated to tuberculosis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they just giving tuberculosis to people just to send them there? Like, did people want to get it? Give me tuberculosis. I got to go retire.
Well, the way they treated it, you don't want to be there. So they went from 40 patients to over 400 patients. But the primary treatment sounds phenomenal. Sounds awesome. It was a prescription of fresh air and sunshine.
Whoa.
Basically, okay. I mean, the doctors knew that the patients who got more fresh air and more sunshine, more time outdoors, that they did better. Their symptoms were less. So they were like, you know what? Let's make this a fucking thing.
Fresh oxygen, fresh vitamin D, straight from the sun.
Right. That's natural D right there. They were getting natural D. Like I said, once you're there, right?
Uh-huh.
This, unfortunately, included the uninfected children of the infected patients.
Ah, shit.
So they had their own floor here where, you know, they run around and play and just have a good old time. But, of course, you're in the same building that tuberculosis is just wreaking havoc.
So you're very much likely going to get it.
I guess, yeah. I didn't see anything saying the percentage of children who did get it. I'm not sure what that was, but while most of the treatment was you know, sunshine and butterflies and shit. That wasn't the only treatment. And this is going to sound a little crazy to us, but at the time, apparently, it was like cutting edge shit. Like, they were like, yeah, no doubt this is going to fucking work, you know? So here's one of them. Artificial pneumothorax. Artificial pneumothorax. I'm not a fucking doctor. Get off my back. So this is where they would blow air into the cavity around the lung.
Ooh.
In an attempt to collapse the lung.
What?
They thought that it would allow the diseased part of the lung to rest. Because the lung's not working, right? So why not?
That's a thought.
That's
a thought to think, I guess.
At the time, they might have thought, hey, that makes sense. You know, when you're sick, you rest. When your lungs got fucking lesions on it and, you know, you're dying of tuberculosis, just collapse that bitch down.
You want to rest?
Yeah, hell yeah. Wow.
Okay. Sure.
It didn't work all the time, as you could guess. Another type of treatment was called thoracoplasty. Come on, these are scientific words. I don't know. And it was another lung collapsing technique where they would remove ribs in order to make it collapse.
What?
Yeah. So doctors were like, let's only like take out a couple. But I think most patients had to have like up to 8 ribs removed.
8? Good yeah. God.
Yeah. And I had to look it up because I wasn't positive. You have 24 ribs. You have 12 on each side. That left 4 fucking ribs on one side, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why was that even an option? I collapsing a lung, I guess. I mean, that was a thought. I guess give it a break, but just ripping out ribs?
Listen to this. If they thought that these patients couldn't survive these, they would just lay them on the side of the infected lung. So if it's like your left lung, you just lay on your left side. And then you would just... They would hope that like that would let the lung rest with like the help of gravity. Like, but my question is, why not make that like option one?
Yeah, like that's the first one we're gonna try for a while.
Yeah, like, you know, if I'm in there and he's like, look, we're gonna take out 8 ribs, I'm like, yo, fucking Frank over here, he's laying on his side and he seems to be doing okay. He's not coughing up too much blood. Can I try that for a little bit?
No,
Frank's got diabetes, so we can't risk, you know, doing surgery on him. And then you just start fucking pounding pixie sticks, Mountain Dew, just trying to get fucking diabetes all in your body too.
Bring me the candy.
You're snorting it, but you're hacking it back up because of TB. Like I said, these didn't work very often. Mm-hmm. And people died. And that brings us to the body shoot.
Ooh. Hey. That sounds like a fun sliding board for dead people.
Well, it's actually not it was labeled that, but it's not like a laundry chute. You know, you're not just dropping the bodies off into it, which I thought it was, and I was like, that sounds fucking cool. You know, you just drop them into a fucking hamper at the bottom and they just wheel them off.
Right. I mean, that sounds like that's also a thought to think.
I would think that would be a thought to think.
We're on the top floor, so we need to get this body all the way down there. Send them down to the dumbwaiter and have them catch in a laundry hamper.
Right.
So we just have this heaps of bodies just at this hamper.
Yeah. Who didn't empty the fucking hamper? Jesus, Ray. Come on.
Look at it. Look. They're just flopping right out of the damn thing, right? Come on.
Yeah, they're just hitting the top of the pile and just blah, 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 rolling off, hitting the floor.
Got a pyramid of people over here.
I need 2 guys to pick these bodies up. Once the fucking rigor mortis sets in, they're not very flexible. They're hard to move. It's like trying to pick up a concrete pillar. Oh, I hit my mic. You know? So, like I told you about the first treatment, it's sunshine and fresh air and relaxation and butterflies and rainbows and fucking no leprechauns, I don't think. But that would be kind of...
You may have seen some leprechauns if you're hallucinating out there.
Maybe, yeah.
It's tough to breathe with tuberculosis. Get a little low on oxygen and oof.
Yep. Just like COVID, huh?
Isn't that funny? Now, TB is a lung disease. Yeah, it's a lung disease, and then COVID infects the lungs.
It is kind of interesting.
Hmm.
A guy my dad works with got tuberculosis.
A dumbass. How'd he get tuberculosis?
I have no clue, but I remember my dad having to be tested for it or something. Shit. It was something like that.
Haven't they had TB immunizations for like 80 years?
I don't know. I guess. Well, I do know. You'll find out.
All right.
I forgot.
Oh, all right.
So it's hard to keep up the relaxation and the happy thoughts when they're just fucking wheeling dead bodies out all the time.
Yeah, kind of. That's a little PTSD happening over there in the hallway.
Right. So this is why they had the body chute, which was a tunnel underneath of the facility. So they would go down, wheel the dead bodies out to some train tracks that were at the bottom of the hill, and they just load these fucking bodies onto a train, and then choo-choo, it's gone. They just...
What?
Yeah, they just Thomas the Tank Engine those motherfuckers out of there, dude.
Come on, that had to be going through some people's minds. What happened to Ray?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ray in a few days.
No,
where'd
Ray,
you go?
Ray cleans up the bodies, dude. Frank. Frank was
Frank.
The one, yeah.
Oh, shit. Frank, he died.
I saw Ray picking up Frank.
And then, hour and a half later, there was a train.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep hearing train whistles all hours of the fucking night.
All the time.
How can I relax when I'm you know, I don't know how that sounded on audio. I'm sure that wasn't very good.
Probably. Real good. You think they powered the trains with people?
I don't think so.
Just do that. Why not?
Oh, like burn them?
Yeah, they use them like coal. They just toss them into the thing.
Wow, dude, that's dark.
A little dark, yeah, but yeah, you don't know.
I guess it's possible. Anything's possible, right? So in 1943, the antibiotic streptomycin was introduced to the world as a treatment for TB. Not Tom Brady. Fuck Tom Brady. Unfortunately, it didn't make it to Waverly until 1949. So 6 years later. 6 fucking years, dude. One of the most advanced facilities in the country. They didn't get a fucking antibiotic until 6 years later.
You would think that would be one of the first places they would test a cure, is a place where people are nothing but the disease.
Well, why would they do that when they can just test them on fucking Africans? That's what they test. That's what they test everything on nowadays. New vaccine, go test it on fucking Africans. You know what I mean? They go to Africa. Bill Gates is over there fucking paralyzing people. Crazy.
Damn. Calling them out.
Patients, they slowly started to get better from this. Obviously, it was a treatment. So by like 1961 or 62, the building shut down because slowly the numbers started to decline and
because of that goddamned vaccination or immunization for tuberculosis.
No,
they had less and less patients
because of the antibiotic.
Yeah, that one.
Actually, I don't have when the vaccine came out. Whatever. Oh. We might have said it in our vaccine episode. Go listen to that.
That was a while ago.
They started getting better and the building shut down in 1961 or 1962. I saw both.
Okay.
And that
so it was 40 years late after the expansion.
Yeah. Almost, okay. Yeah. Because that was in 24, I think it was. So in 1962 or 1963, again, this from the same website. I saw both. Well, not from the same websites. It reopened as a geriatric hospital, but was shut down by the government after a grand jury found multiple instances of abuse and neglect.
No.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
400 patients, and nobody wanted to work there because then they would be there for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure the workers there were pretty fucking perturbed about a lot of shit.
Maybe. I don't know. But as you could imagine, this place has seen a lot of turmoil, a lot of abuse, a lot of just fucking heartache.
Yeah.
And when we get back from the break, I'll tell you about all the hauntings that take place at Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Oh, shit.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Ooh, baby. We're back now, huh? Talk about the, was it 1962? Waverly? Oh, you were going to start talking about the hauntings.
That's correct,
buddy. Why were there so many hauntings? Because they killed so many people there?
Just a lot of turmoil, man. A lot of heartache. A lot of just everything. So I'm just going to, I guess the way I'm going to do this is just, I guess, just the way I'm going to do it, okay? All right?
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Great. Fucking do it.
All right, so the first one we're going to talk about, they're just going to be brief things, but it's Little Timmy. Yeah, Little Timmy. Just saying Little Timmy as a ghost sounds creepy to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not. This one's not too bad. He runs around the sanatorium playing with a ball, and then visitors will bring their own ball and place it down. And this fucking thing would just start moving around, just rolling around. And like if you leave it on, like, I don't know, say you leave it on the third floor, it'll end up on the fourth floor when you like walk away from it or whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Timmy's like up there where the fucking kids hang. That's where I want the ball, you know?
So you want to go to Waverly and hang out with Timmy?
No.
Play ball with Timmy?
Wait, no, this one. He's just a nice guy, okay? He's just a chill, yeah. Just hanging out. Sometimes you see the ball just floating, you know?
Like, yeah. That sounds awesome. I would be down for that experience.
Yeah, that one wouldn't be too bad, right?
That sounds fine. Sounds fun, even.
Yeah.
But
we're going to get a little creepier. This one isn't too creepy, but because it's a female, it's a little girl, it's automatically creepier than a boy. I don't know why, you know? And, hey, look.
Equal opportunity?
Yeah. What the fuck's going on in the fucking netherworld? You know what I mean? What's going on?
With little girls? I don't know.
Holy crap, dude.
What?
Now it just said my PC is running low on storage. I gotta delete shit, like ASAP or something. This is insane. What the fuck is going on? All right, well, I guess once we get done this, I'm going to have to clean this shit up. All right, so Mary is the ghost that she, you know, she roams around too. And
it's quite contrary.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't think people would get close enough to her to know if she's contrary.
I don't even know what contrary means.
I don't know. She's... Most associate her with this former patient named Mary Lee. And Mary Lee arrived at the hospital as a healthy child. And unfortunately, she contracted TB, not Tom Brady, and died.
Somebody else contracted him.
Yeah, the Bucks.
Contrary means a fact or condition incompatible with another. So Mary, she sounds like she could be quite contrary.
Contrary to our world.
Ooh.
Incompatible.
Damn. Look at us.
Mm-hmm. We do things here.
Using fun words and sentences.
It said that people can see this little petite girl walking the grounds around the place and as well as in the hallways of the sanatorium. And people also claim to see her looking through windows. And then, like, when they see her, just poof, she vanishes. Gone.
Ooh. And they look at her with a side eye.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. I'm going to get ready to pull up two photos here. I want you to see.
Me?
Not of Mary, but
because she's too contrary to be in photos, too.
This one's called The Blonde in the Window. And it was a photo taken of two women who were taking the tour. And but behind them, you can see another face fucking just basically photobombing them, like, in between their heads. And, let me share my screen here. So here's the two women, and do you see the other photo or the other person?
There's somebody behind them.
Let's get a close up of it, okay?
All right.
Now do you see it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a little fucking creepy, right?
Yeah. Who's back there? What's going on? Is that Mary?
There's no window behind them.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was no window behind them at the time. And there can't be a reflection of somebody, and there was nobody back there. It was like a wall, right? So there's this girl that just fucking appears, and like, she doesn't look too menacing.
No, she doesn't actually. She's looks like a fine human being.
Yeah, she's just looking. You know, she just wants to be part of it. So now we're gonna get a little creepier here.
Finally,
progressively get. Come on, the picture, the fucking girl in your picture, you knew there was no girl there, then you take a fucking picture, and then all of a sudden there's a girl there? That's creepy.
Do you want to go? Get a picture of a girl not there?
No, because it's going to get creepier, dude. So, at times, this female will appear to visitors, and she's wearing white, but her wrists are bleeding, and she's wearing chains or ropes, and she looks at him. And she screams, "Help me!"
What? No. Nope. I guess that's not the experience I want.
Right. Yeah. See?
That one's not okay.
And it instantly reminded me of The Sixth Sense.
No.
Because wasn't it...
Seeing dead people?
The lady... Remember the movie and the lady turns around and her wrists are all cut and she says something like, "Look what you did to me!"
Yeah.
Or some... That part fucked me up so fucking bad, dude. It was crazy.
And that's why you can't watch scary movies?
Well, no. That wasn't a scary movie. But it freaked me out. Now we're going to room 502.
Oh, boy.
Of the sanatorium. I assume it's the fifth floor. I don't fucking know.
Sure. That sounds reasonable.
I would think. It's supposed to be one of the most haunted rooms. And allegedly what happened was one instance, a nurse became pregnant by either a doctor or the owner of the sanatorium itself. And I don't know if it's either out of embarrassment or the fear of bringing a child into this tuberculosis ridden hospital thing. It's said that she hung herself in the room.
Well, shit. Okay.
Now I've seen things that say, she couldn't possibly have hung herself. This is a tall tale because there's no rafters. It says she hung herself from an exposed pipe, but they said the pipe would be too weak and any light fixtures would also be too weak to support a human body.
Okay, but she definitely died of asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also said that another nurse jumped to her death from the window of room 502. Like, she's just like, fuck, I can't do this anymore. So any visitors who go to the sanatorium and they go into the room, they see shadow figures, like, very blatant shadow figures. Like, not just, like, out of the corner of your eye. You know what I mean? And they keep...
Yeah, I don't know how I would react to that. As long as they're not going to hurt me physically on this physical plane that we're living in, I guess it would creep me the fuck out. But yeah. That would still be an experience to experience.
I don't want to experience that because I'll be afraid they fucking follow me home, you know?
Oh, yeah. You'll be the one that they attach to. Then you're like, fuck.
I hope not.
I got this dark... Look at this. I got two shadows now. Come on. This is fucked up. Yeah. There's not supposed to be one on this side.
Then Peter Pan can't even keep control of his. Here I am.
I got two.
I guess I couldn't control one of them. So people who go into this room and see the shadow people and all they experience this whole fucking thing, they hear voices and they also hear people, they're being demanded to get out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're being yelled at to get out of the room.
What if you tell them no?
Well, then you might have a shadow person follow you home.
Nah, I'm not leaving.
Well, this, all of my notes did not save.
You got a lot of problems, dude. This is the hauntedest fucking episode ever.
You know, I listened to a podcast cover this, and when they were doing it, they had all kinds of fucking issues, too. I don't know. Let's assume.
Well, no, I just had an issue.
What?
I had Firefox open, and now Firefox isn't open.
What the fuck? What is happening?
An unhandled exception occurred. Press abort to terminate the program. Retry to exit the program normally and ignore to try to continue. Oh, okay. And Audacity quit on me.
What?
So now I'm not even recording.
Holy shit, dude. I hope I can rip this fucking audio.
Wow. We were talking about it and it fucks everything up.
Yeah. I hope we're still fucking live.
Yeah.
I might have to do this whole damn episode again.
This is insane.
Yeah. I wonder if it's still on my phone, my notes. I don't know why it didn't save.
All right, so I was able to recover the audio up until it broke.
Oh, okay.
So I'm saving that now, but I don't know if I can continue the recording. If I can continue the recording from the end of this, that would be awesome.
We'll find out. I'll just have to take the fucking audio of this and see what happens. There's got to be a way to rip it. If it comes down to it, I'll just fucking play the whole thing and record it on Audacity.
As long as you have enough space.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna take care of that as soon as we're fucking done with this thing. So I'm gonna have to read some of my notes from my fucking phone.
Is that where they saved?
This is where I take my notes. I take all my notes on my phone, and then it.
it's supposed to cloud save.
Yeah. All right. So this is awkward. All right. So another story here is of a man who convinced his girlfriend to go there.
Okay. And I'm here. I am trying to convince you to go.
Wow.
You want to go?
Well, let's see. They were with a group of people checking the place out, and they saw somebody walk into a room from far away. And he was like, "This person's with the group. They gotta, you know, I better go get them." You know?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
He's looking down the hallway, sees somebody go in a room. He's like, "Hey, we're getting ready to go to another wing of the sanatorium. Let's go." So he goes. And when he approaches this individual, it turned to him and it had no fucking eyes.
No.
Just holes, dude. Just fucking holes.
Nope. I'm all about Timmy and the floating ball, but nope.
Yeah.
Dead eyes. Fuck that.
No eyes. How did he even know where it was going?
Got that corporeal vision. Incorporeal vision.
And I can just fucking picture it, dude. You know what I mean? Like. Now it just fucking updated on my computer. I mean, that's nice because now I don't have to read it off my fucking phone, but what?
I would shit my pants on the spot. Done.
Yeah.
I had an accident. I got to go. I won't even be shy about it. Like, I just shit in my pants. Something happened. I'm
well,
done.
Well, this fucking dude took off, dude. Like, you know, like the, have you heard the, I don't know, TikTok or what? I put in my notes to play this sound effect, but I didn't get this fucking sound effect. The one where it's like, I'm fast as fuck, boy. You know, have you heard that?
No.
So he fucking darted. He was like, I'm fast as fuck, boy. And just gone. And then this brings me to probably the fucking scariest. No, not probably. Hands down, the fucking scariest. They call it
all right.
The Creeper.
Sure, why not?
Even the name is creepy. But they don't call it the Creeper because it's creepy. They call it the Creeper because this, I don't even know what it is. It's something that walks around on all fours. It climbs the walls and what? Even the ceilings on all fours. And I know you're picturing the same fucking thing that I'm picturing. And it's probably horrifying. This fucking black thing, like, climbing the fucking walls. And I can just picture it, like, turning its head and, like,
yep.
You know, maybe some big smile with gnarly fucking jagged teeth.
I'm sleeping with the lights on tonight in my hotel room.
Yeah, this thing is fucking creepy. So the people who come face to face with this thing have said they will never go back here. They'll never, ever go back.
Do you want to go?
No. I would almost be on board if this thing wasn't a thing.
The dead eyes, the no eyed face. Yeah, that'd be it for me.
Maybe
I'd be done after that. But seeing this thing, nope, fuck, nope.
What about the bloody wristed? Get out or help me!
Ugh.
I can't help you. You already did it. What do you want me to do? So people claim to hear warnings while they're in Waverly. They hear voices saying, get out before he comes. And go away, he's coming.
Who's he?
The Creeper.
Oh, shit.
They hear these before the Creeper arrives. People have seen it peeking around corners at him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's said that this thing has gone through walls. It can go through the floors if it chooses to. So it just comes up out of the fucking floor at you. And unlike most of the entities here, it said that this one has a very, very demonic feeling. It's super threatening. You're instant, like, just unimaginable fear. Not like a fear. Like you're seeing something you can't explain, right?
You're just freaking me out, man. The hallway's a little dark over there towards the hallway for the hotel.
So it's not like a, fear like of something you can't explain. It's like it's a fucking deep embedded fear. Like it is forcing you to be afraid, and it's feeding off the energy. Yeah, even the people who run the tours here. You know, they play up the ghosts and all that stuff, but they even say, if you see this fucking thing, you get the fuck out of here now. Like, immediately get out, because this thing is no fucking joke.
So it gives you a deep inner fear. Has it actually physically hurt anybody?
Not that I saw. Physically hurting, no. The turmoil, the emotional turmoil, you know, from being around this thing alone. Can you imagine being in there and you see this thing fucking peeking around the corner at you?
Oh, God. If I come to the front door and that's the thing, I'm like, I'm here for Timmy. I'm going to play ball with Timmy. And it's just like looking at me around.
Yeah, you fucking.
I guess Timmy's on his own.
You fucking knock on the door. It answers the door like it's Timmy's mom or dad. You're like,
the door just creaks open and it's just a shadow looks at you. can Timmy come outside to play?
Fucking creepy, dude. Like, just horrifying.
And
that is one of the worst things I found about Waverly. And I don't really have anything else on the topic. There's a ton of ghost stories, but I didn't want to just hit you with a bunch of ghost stories. Like, I was walking there one day and I saw a three-legged billy goat ghost.
Hey, when that happens.
Yeah. It probably lost its leg to some tuberculosis treatment. They figured if we cut the leg off, that's less body parts for the lung to have to push oxygen to.
Yeah, fucking brilliant.
Let it rest, right? Crazy.
Medical history is unfucking real.
Medical history is very, very weird, dude.
Immunizations. What was it the other thing? Flocculation.
Flocculation?
Was that the one where they cut up the dried skin of smallpox or cowpox? I think it was smallpox. And then they turned it into like a dust and they blew it in your face.
I know what you're talking about, and I can't.
Or was that the one where they scratched open your skin and put in the dead smallpox, the dried up smallpox from somebody else and stuck it under your skin? Was that flocculation? Anyway, whichever one flocculation is, it's fucking bananas.
Yeah.
Medical history.
It's wild.
Is that why we have so many people on the planet now? Because they've pretty much got a control on most. They figured out the human body for the most part, and they haven't really experimented on a bunch of people at one time.
Yeah.
Fucking unit 731 just dropping people from planes. How far can you fall and still survive? Oh, let's find out.
It's like they're just helping people live longer. And like, I sound like I'm going down Bill Gates fan road here, but I'm not. But it's like I don't fucking know. They're just not letting nature do its thing, I don't think.
Now, you mean, with the vaccine?
Yeah. I told people at work, they were like, well, are you going to get the vaccine? I was like, I'm not getting a fucking vaccine. I'm not going to do it. No. And they were like, well, aren't you worried about getting COVID? And I was like, I think if I get COVID, I get COVID. I think if I fucking die from it, I fucking die from it. And I think that's just the way the fucking world works. Sometimes people fucking die.
Yeah, planet Earth is on a fucking cleanup mission. This is what's happening.
Yeah. And it sucks, you know, if you have somebody who died from this, and I'm sorry to hear that, but sometimes people die. So if I get it, I get it. If I die from it, I die from it. And I think it's just maybe the way it's supposed to be.
It could be a wake-up call. If you get COVID and then something, you go start deteriorating pretty good, then you would go to the hospital and they would say, man, it fucking turns out your liver's not doing too hot at all.
Yeah.
That's why COVID's getting you so bad.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because it affects underlying health conditions. Because if a part of your body's already having trouble and then it gets less oxygen, well, fuck.
Not good for it.
No. Anyway, there we go. Went right down that tangent anyway. All right. Would you go to Waverly Hills any time of year? October, fuck, everything's fucking scary.
Me?
Yeah. Would you go in like the summertime? Want to go out there in spring, like, you know, rebirth? You want to hunt Easter eggs there in Waverly Hills?
You know, I don't know. My fear is, my issue is that I'm going to fucking bring something home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, something's going to attach to you. Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's what I'm afraid of. And I'm afraid of like bringing it to my house with my family and shit. If it wasn't for them, I don't know. I might do it. I might. Because my next topic is also a place that's haunted and it's very close. And my wife and I have already talked about doing a ghost tour overnight.
Talking about the prison in Philadelphia?
Nope. Don't guess. Don't even try to guess.
Okay.
It's actually
close though.
Yeah. It's actually not very well known. Or it's well known, but it's not covered like at all.
Okay. Thoughts. I have thoughts now.
Yep. That's not super creepy. But it does have a weird past, and there are some creepy things that happen there. So
I would like to experience something like that. on my terms.
Creepy shit?
Yeah, a little bit creepy. Not like super fearful, just this weird physical shadow. No. Empty eye sockets. Nah. Timmy sounds cool shit. I hang out with Timmy.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds pretty fun, I guess. Right?
Yeah. Roll a ball back and forth. That'd be cool. Sneak up behind you. You can't tell he's sneaking up behind you. You just walk straight up in front of you and just turn around and poke in the back. Timmy, come on, Timmy. You're so crazy.
Yeah, he's not mean or anything. Mary gets a little creepier with her peeking at you and having seen a little girl.
Just showing up in the pictures. It's a little weird. Say something, Mary. What's going on?
Maybe she can't. Maybe she's like the bloody wristed lady. Maybe her tongue is gone. And like the eyeless stranger, you know?
Can't say anything. Just is stuck. Yep. Can't help them. They're just stuck.
Crazy.
All right. I guess that's a good question for the audience, huh? Would you go to Waverly Place just any old time?
Not Waverly Place. That adrenaline? Not Waverly, yeah, Waverly Place. You're fucked up, man. You got too many kids.
Yeah. Waverly Hills. You want to hunt Easter eggs at Waverly Hills? You want to open presents? Christmas presents. You want to have Christmas at Waverly Hills?
Your fucking angel just launches off of the top of the tree, shatters. Then a creeper comes up and fucking eats it.
That would be a hell of a Christmas night. I don't know if that'd be a present. Something would be present for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right. What holiday do you want to celebrate at Waverly Hills? Podchaser.com/Bring on the Weird. Leave 5 stars. Tell us that. Apple Podcasts. Search Bring on the Weird. 5 stars. Tell us that. Or just hit us up on all the socials. Facebook, Instagram. They're both owned by the same people. We knew that the other day when everything fucking went down. Or Twitter. Twitter hasn't had issues in a little while. Come on, hackers. What are you doing? Hit everybody at the same time.
Yeah, but Jack Dorsey's still a douchebag.
Jack douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, we haven't checked Reddit in a while, to be honest. But no. That's an option, too.
We haven't even fucked around on Discord. We got a new follower on Discord that we've been just... I haven't even said hi to him yet.
I know. Damn it. Anyway, we're on those places. All those links are weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird.
Yep. And if you'd like to pick yourself up a hoodie or a hoodie like Will's got or anything, they got coffee mugs. I got me a little mug right here. Bring on the Weird logo. If you want to get some of that cool shit, you can go to tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird, myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, or zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I hope to God this can go out in audio form.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know what happened in this episode. Haunted episode. Hopefully you cleaned it up audio. Awesome. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.